Hi, guys. This is Sarah, a producer at Evergreen Podcasts. For this episode of Cheer, I decided to tell the story of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, I began my day with a Reuben, a Guinness, and a visit to the parade where, by the luck of the Irish, I found two of my friends who decided to join me in the telling of this story. This is the story of St. Patrick and the Slithering Snakes. P.S. My friends might be a little drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. My name is Mark Phoenix, and I am here with the beautiful, beautiful...
Stop.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Allison.
No, my name is Ale Valle. I'm new to the scene.
Now, let's get a few things straight. Allison with a Y. So A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Varley.
Actually, that happens to be the Irish spelling of the name. So my parents tell me is A-L-L-Y-S-O-N happens to be the Irish spelling of the name. So it kind of goes with today's
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Story.
So today we're going to be talking about the history of St. Patrick and how he allegedly, I say allegedly in parentheses marks, chased the snakes out of Ireland. Slithering snakes out of Ireland.
Slithering. Oh, slippery little snakes.
The story begins in Britain, ironically enough, in the late 4th century when a young 16-year-old, not yet St. Patrick, was kidnapped by pirates and taken to Ireland as a slave. And like all slaves, he was sold off to the highest bidder, and in this case, a chieftain named Milchew.
Mildew, that was his name, yeah?
Milchew, not Mildew.
Milchew?
We're not talking about soap scum here.
Honestly, I feel like Mildew would be a little bit more appropriate, but we'll go with Milchew because it's historically accurate.
Well, Patrick was a slave to Milchew for about 6 years when he requested to be freed and allowed to return to his home in Britain. So here's the part about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Dude's not even Irish. But we celebrate him.
Literally. So he is of a Briton descent, and he comes
British, not Britain.
Tomato, tomato.
No,
so
Allison, it's British.
He comes
British. British descent.
And he is just, you know, trying to find himself in terms of a young person. And he's like, yo, bruh, do you mind if we kind of like... can I go back to Britain? That'd be super fantastic if I could go see my family.
So let's jump in here. So Mildew told him no and to return to tending.
Next.
And he said no and to return to tending the sheep. So apparently Mr. Patrick did what he was told. Now, one night Patrick's in a deep sleep. And then an angel appeared to him in a dream saying, psst, yo, Patrick, wake up. But Patrick kept sleeping, evidently.
Well, he's probably a very deep sleeper, considering that he's had to,
tend
so many sheep over the years.
So the angel chimes back in again and says, hey, psst, yo, wake up. And Patrick eventually wakes up to the angel, who was like, I quote, finally. And then he got all official, the angel, that is.
Right.
So apparently he puts his wings on, straightens up his little halo, and says, yo, Patrick, it's time to flee from your captivity and go
flee,
to the...
Flee.
Yeah. Obviously, in honor of St. Patrick, we have to do this thing a little not sober. So right now, I've got a few drinks in me. Listen, long story short, the angel tells Patrick to flee from his capture and to go to the coast where a boat would be waiting for him to take him to England. Now, here's the ironic part. Depending on who tells the story, it's not an angel. It could be God.
It could be. But at the same time, you send angels to do God's work sometimes.
But could you imagine, though, sleeping through, like, when God wants to talk to you? Like, yo, psst, yo, Patrick.
And yeah, like, there's been times where it's just like, hey,
hit the snooze button.
Damned. If you could just like wait a couple of seconds, I'm not ready for it. I need to get a couple of Z's in before I can.
So regardless of the deity, Patrick wakes up and starts running. Now this is the part that I'm suspect to as well.
And I will
he wakes
walk
up,
5,000 miles.
Stop it. Well, listen, we don't have the rights to that one. Stop.
If we could get rights to that, can we like enter it into right now?
Listen.
That'd be great.
Now, I don't believe this part either, but, like, I'd brush my teeth, probably stretch, put some clothes on, you know,
I would
be
just
good for
probably
this.
Start running. I'd be like, hey, you know what? That sounds like a really great opportunity. Let's just keep going.
So he runs all the way to the port and convinces a ship's captain to take him with. And the captain's kind of like looking at him like a little bit reluctant and says, Patrick, like, hey, or Patrick says to him, like, hey, I've over-welcomed my stay on the island. Get me the f*** out of here. And evidently, the captain agrees to this thing. Now, Patrick returns to his home, his native land of Britain/England, where he was visited by the same angel. And again, a little bit of conflict in the story, but
there's
this time...
There's a couple of years that have gone by in terms of what has done. No. So he's, like, returned. He has come back from this entire journey that he has returned to Britain from. And he's just like, oh, I'm learning things. I'm a bitch up now. It's like, I know my religion, and this is what I want to do in terms of bringing this back to the Irish people. And...
Okay, so let's fast forward... has the same alleged angel hit him up again? I'm assuming in a dream.
He's like, yo, we haven't finished our...
I don't know. He's like, dude.
Divine right.
He's like, dude, you gotta go back.
Yeah.
Your work isn't done. So after
obviously.
A lot of religious... They decide to send Patrick. And when they say they, I'm assuming God and a bunch of angels. Send Patrick back to Ireland because he knew that the Celtic
religion.
The language, and they thought people might like him a little more than the average.
Yeah, because
you know,
he can relate
seller.
To the people. Everybody ever really loves somebody that can relate to the people.
Well, hold on. So hold on. Saint Patrick, who's not a saint yet, goes over there and was like, being a druid is bad enough. For those of you that don't know, druidism is like a form of religion. Apparently, it's nature based. So for all you hippies
it's
on
like
the
Captain
West Coast.
Planet, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Stop it. I told you it's not like anything like Captain Planet, but okay. So it's all nature based. So essentially you love planet Earth, the sun, all that and you give thanks. So that was the druid god for the Irish back in the day. So
very
Patrick,
basic.
Patrick brings religion, Catholicism and Christianity to maybe one or the other. I don't know. I think they're the same. And says being a Christian is way better. Now, the tribesmen were like, no way, we're going to kill you. And again...
No, not kill. That is
no,
very...
No. 100%. 100%. They wanted to kill this dude.
False.
Allegedly, according to the story, they wanted to kill him. Rehashing what I've researched. And Patrick was like, hey, dude, let me prove it. Like, let me prove my God's abilities. So then the tribesmen couldn't move their arms, meaning that they wanted to kill this and they couldn't actually... physically move their arms as they wanted to cut him up into a bunch
of
pieces.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I would really like to lay my sword across your neck in terms of,
well,
like,
the irony
decapitating
is,
you.
Because they were literally frozen like stone, they were all like, dude, your God must be real. So
he's right.
So he converted enough of these tribesmen Ireland into Christianity. So the end, but not really the end. So hold on, let's fast forward again really quick. He, St. Patrick, is also the man responsible for ridding Ireland of Slytherin snakes. Once again, a little suspect as to the actual folklore / historical relevance of this. So
a little bit.
Here's the deal. At one time, he was praying and fasting for 40 days, which means he could have been basically hallucinating.
Yeah.
Magically, he pulls a bell out of his neck, starts ringing it, and the demon's like, so he dips, right?
Yeah, because demons everybody knows the power of more cowbell.
Allie, after the demons are chased away, hold on, take a sip. Can we do a shot?
I would love that.
Let's do it really quick. Hold on.
Okay, so
top, bottom, top drink. All right, so hold on. The next thing that shows up is like a flock, not of seagulls, but a flock of vultures.
Vultures.
Which,
terrifying.
No
Nobody
offense.
Likes them.
They also got scared by this handbell of his, and they were just like, all right, cool. Let's go ahead and whoever the guy that doesn't like St. Patrick, who's not a saint yet... throws snakes at him. So here's the thing. This is the story where he chases snakes away. At no point in time did I think that there were demons involved, let alone vultures, and now snakes. So nobody likes snakes, and he's surely going to roy if like we send snakes. And when we say we, I'm assuming like some kind of devil / demon character. So,
well, here's the thing about snakes, is that it happens to be a little bit more of a metaphor than an actual literal interpretation.
So the devil rolls with his crew and all his demon bougie friends, and they come. And Patrick's like, I got this. He rings his magical bell, and maybe has a staff. I don't know, according to what you read. But the snakes, ironically enough, get scared, run away, well, slither away, and keep slithering away until they hit the sea, never to return to Ireland again, as the story goes. And this, for some reason, is why we drink until we're dye rivers green, and basically honor the man known as St. Patrick by drinking and drinking way too much. So let's go ahead and wrap this podcast up. This is the history of St. Patrick's Day. I am Mark Phoenix, and the beautiful Allison Varley to my podcast booth on the left. Allison, say your name again.
My name is Allison Varley.
Alley-oop.
Alley-oop.
And thank you for listening to another Evergreen podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
have a great St. Patrick's Day 2020.
I hope you subscribe and listen to more.
Peace.
Meow.
Thank you for listening to Cheer. We'd like to acknowledge the Evergreen team for making this podcast possible. You can listen to Cheer and more of our podcasts by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app, or visit evergreenpodcasts.com. From all of us at Evergreen, we wish you a very happy and safe St. Patrick's Day.
I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
Right. This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.